It's a very important part of the procedure for us. We've been supporting DFT for the last few weeks in setting it up and recruiting logistics companies to provide vehicles for it so that the test can be effective. It is necessary. These things are very complicated, and it's very necessary to get them right and to show that they work, because they're going to involve hundreds and hundreds of HGVs, and both for the sake of the people involved in it, and again, that the residents in these areas around it, these things need to work properly. So we definitely need to practice it, but none of this suggests to us that a no-deal Brexit is anything other than a major, major problem for the logistics industry and thus potentially the people of Kent. It's a lot of technicalities, really, about making sure that the stacking system and that the management of that works properly. Essentially, logistics operators need to be confident that it is a fair and accurate system that would stack people in the right order, that the first people to get in it are the first people to be released and to get to Dover, so that, and also everyone knows that it, Operation Brock as a whole, captures all the traffic trying to get through Dover, so that everyone knows they're part of a fair queuing system, and that it then is effective and efficient in getting them into the site and off the public roads and holding them there. There are other aspects as well that need to be sorted for us before this practice is used. The facility needs to be safe for lorry drivers. There need to be basic facilities for them to use while they're being held at this lorry area. So there are a lot of those elements. So it's very much technicalities that will be learned out of this exercise. It's nothing that changes the big picture about the major problem that having to use Operation Brock is going to cause all of us. It will take a lot of time to leave. There is nothing in any of this planning that suggests to us that Manston can ever be a good plan. It's just the least worst plan that is available to us. It is going to increase massive delay, massive cost for the logistics industries. When the vehicles move, there will be disruption on local roads. It's just, anytime you have to stack lorries somewhere, disruption is unavoidable. So the real key is to avoid the need for it by making sure that we don't have a no-deal Brexit, and that goods can continue to move through Dover in the same seamless way that they do today.